Multiple wildfires continue to burn across Idaho. A pair of elite hotshot firefighters were injured while battling one blaze south of Riggins. Maculum has more on what happened to the pair fighting the Rattlesnake Creek fire and on other fires burning in the Gem State.
Investigators say it wasn't lightning or some other natural trigger that sparked the Rattlesnake Creek fire. Law enforcement looking into the blaze say it was started by a person. That human-caused fire injured two hotshots battling the flames Sunday evening. Al Koss is a spokesperson for the Rattlesnake Creek fire.
A snag came down and hit two of the Navajo hotshot crew members. They were moved from the fire line to ambulances and taken into the hospital in McCall.
After being treated in McCall, Koss says one of the firefighters was released while the other was sent to a burn center in Salt Lake City. The Rattlesnake Creek fire, which started July 23rd, has burned more than 5,000 acres and is less than 50% contained. To the east, not far from Chalice and Salmon, the roughly 35-square-mile Rabbit Foot fire is growing aggressively. The blaze expanded by 8,000 acres yesterday. Vince Mazier, a spokesperson on the Rabbit Foot fire, says the blaze could continue to balloon.
It's in very steep mountainous terrain where it's up on the ridges and in the mountains. It's heavily timbered. Fuels are very dry. And with the right wind, it will align up to the different drainages and make major runs.
Firefighters across the state aren't expecting much immediate help from the weather. They're hoping a chance of rain at the end of the week comes through. According to the National Interagency Fire Center, 11 large wildfires are burning in Idaho. Matt Gillum, Boise State Public Radio News.